Let's begin our conversation with a mid-season report on the Astros, who are currently second in the AL West. They got off to a sluggish start, but they continue to build momentum and are winning enough games to be in contention. Just your assessment overall, Reed, of the season up to this point.
Yeah, well, you know, we came into the season with some high expectations and really played well in spring training, and I think our guys were feeling it a little bit, and so we came out the first month of the season, April, and just we were terrible. The bullpen was bad, starting pitching wasn't good, and really outside of Altuve and Springer and Correa at the top of the order, the rest of the club didn't really do much. And so I got to credit A.J. Hinch, our manager. He really just took the attitude that, hey, guys, we're going to go out and let's just win May. Let's just have more wins than we have losses, try to win each game, you know, win each homestand, and see where we end up. And, you know, lo and behold, we went out, we played really well in May, had a winning record, and then caught fire in June and had the second-best record in baseball. In July, we have a winning record and slowly have gone from, you know, the worst record in the American League to now being a half game out or tied, depending on what happens tonight, for the wild card, and only, you know, six games out of the AL West with half a season left. So we've played our way back into it, and, you know, got to credit the players and AJ and the coaching staff.
The president of the Houston Astros, Reed Ryan, is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can connect with us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and always go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Well, it really has for the Houston Astros. You guys have recovered beautifully, and it seems like you guys are in sync. What is your belief in terms of, does this make them enough to be a true contender? Because it appears, as you were talking about, the April woes are behind them, and you guys have had a very successful May and the month of June after a tough 7-17 start.
Well, when you look at our club, yeah, I think we're built to last. You know, our outfield is as dynamic as any outfield in baseball. From a power perspective, from a defensive perspective, throwing arms, ability to use our legs. And then you go up the middle of the diamond, and with Correa and Altuve, and look, Altuve is the best player in baseball. I mean, he is having a career year. He's hitting 350.
He is.
The power numbers, 14 home runs.
Yeah.
I mean, four straight all-star appearance and second straight start. You know, this guy is a joy to watch. And then you look over at third base with what Luis Valbuena's done, you know, has his average up over 250, hitting for power now. We brought up A.J. Reed, a young first baseman, first-round pick, former, you know, college player of the year. Throw in Correa at shortstop, who is 22, and really, you know, the talk of baseball and a healthy Jason Castro, who's hitting again and hitting for power. It's a pretty solid lineup, and we feel good about it with Evan Gattis DHing and backing up Castro. And so you look at our bullpen. Our bullpen's phenomenal this year. Will Harris making the All-Star game with Altuve. The way that, you know, Ken Giles after the first month of the season really has turned it around. Michael Felice, you know, Jeff Luno, our GM, made some moves, brought some guys up, sent some guys down. And, you know, our bullpen has been very, very solid. And so then you turn to the starting pitching. And, you know, it was hard having Dallas Keuchel win the Cy Young last year and then start out 3-9 mm-hmm. and really, you know, not have the stuff he had last year. But he's won his last three ball games. He's keeping us in it. McCullers is back healthy. He was out the first month of the season. You know, Doug Fister's done a good job for us. Feldman's been our swing guy, starter in the bullpen. And then, you know, you throw in McHugh in there and Mike Fiers. We've done really well for ourselves. Now, I think the critics will say we don't have that true flamethrower number one guy. But we know we have more depth than a lot of clubs have with our pitching. And I think this club is built for 162 and that we're going to make the playoffs. And then, you know, we'll have to see what happens because it can be a crapshoot come the playoffs, whether you're in a 1, a 5, or a 7. And we'll see what happens. But I'll take my chances with this club.